KGO Radio News Time, 5:43, Rosie Allen and Greg Jarrett. We are sad to report that Captain America is dead.
Yes, he's been around for 66 years. Marvel killed off the venerable comic book hero in the issue that hit stands today. Captain America was Hitler's foe and created by Joe Simon during World War II to encourage patriotic feelings. On the KGO Live Line is Joe Fields, the president of the Comics Professional Retailer Organization and the owner of Flying Colors Comics in Concord. Welcome to KGO, Joe.
Hello, Rosie. Hi, Greg.
Joe, how big a deal is this killing off of Captain America in the comics?
Obviously, it's a pretty big deal, or I wouldn't be talking to you.
But, this is true.
Well, we've been inundated today with attendees to the wake, let's put it. Mm-hmm. People who've been fans of Captain America for a long time and are wanting to see his final demise or see how it all shakes out.
This guy's the ultimate comic book hero.
Oh, Captain America is as reliable and as patriotic and just as much of a good guy as there ever has been in the comics.
So why then would Marvel want to kill him off? It doesn't seem to make sense in the great scheme of things.
It's a good story. That's really what it comes down to. Is
true.
A story like this makes the readers stand up, take notice, and care about a character that maybe they've taken for granted for too many years. But now what happens in a world without Captain America?
Yeah.
You know, and for our listeners who aren't really sure who Captain America is, the way he was developed in 1941, he was a scrawny kid who couldn't get into any of the military services because he didn't fit the bill physically, and he volunteered to take a super soldier serum that turned him into Captain America, and as just a normal American, he went out and fought the forces of Nazi evil and lasted through the years. But is there a chance he's going to come back from death?
Well, I'd say there is a chance he'll come back from death. As we found out 15 years ago when Superman died, nobody that good stays dead for too long. But Captain America is human, where Superman was from Krypton. So what we're hearing from Marvel Comics, the publishers of Captain America, is that this death means something and should have some lasting value to readers who are looking for a good story.
And the question then becomes, what will the comic book Captain America be without Captain America?
Well, this is Captain America 25, in which he dies. Captain America 26, I've been told, goes a little CSI-like and is the Captain America autopsy. And then from there, there is a miniseries coming out late in April called Fallen Son, The Death of Captain America, in which the other Marvel Comics heroes take a look at their relationship with him and what it means to be without him.
Now,
there's a Captain America movie soon to come out, is there not?
It's not in production at this point, although it has been optioned and is in development, but it's not on the slate right now.
So who was the sniper that killed Captain America on the courthouse steps?
I wouldn't want to give that away.
You can't.
The beautiful thing about this is the story is out that Captain America is dead, but nobody knows the full story until they actually read this great little rip-roaring comic. It's more like a spy novel than what many people might think a comic book would be.
And then the question is, is it the real Captain America who gets knocked off?
Take a DNA test.
Unequivocally, it is Steve Rogers who gets knocked off.
Is it?
Yeah.
But does that mean that's the end of the story?
Probably not.
Tune in next week.
Continued.
Yep. You can reach Joe at www.flyingcolorscomics.com or link on the KGO main page. Hey, we appreciate you coming on.
You're terrific, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mm. And by the way, approximately 210 million copies of Captain America have been sold in 75 countries. 5:47, traffic in a minute.